this.
You mean we build a team from the good workers who have other skills we need as well?
Exactly. They're going to be working together for 6 months, so they've got to be team players.
Right. I can see we'd at least have a strong team if we did that. But I've got another idea. Supposing we stretch the budget a little, why don't we take on 2 contract workers and use just 4 internals? That'll solve the problem. If we only have 4 experienced staff in the new team, we won't lose our best workers.
No way. It just wouldn't work if we took on contract workers. We all know they get paid more, and that would be bad for team spirit. No, let's try my idea of choosing our team from our existing staff, based on their strengths.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
Audio 35.
Right, Dermot, this is quite a challenge. What we need to decide on today is how to put together this new team.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. The areas we need to discuss are the makeup of the new team, who would be most suitable for it, and how our current teams can manage without them.
Okay, so let's look at what our options are. What I propose is we simply identify who our most capable workers are and send them.
Yeah, if we did that, we'd end up with 2 weaker teams back here doing all the work, and I'm not sure they'd cope.
It wouldn't be for very long, but maybe you're right. We can't send all our best people in case we need them here.
How about we look at our team members' individual strengths and then each select 3 people based on